From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It is one of the more enduring mysteries of the 20th century, but it's possible, just possible, that what happened to groundbreaking aviator Amelia Earhart might be solved in the 21st century. This much is believed to be true. Earhart's around-the-world flight attempt came to an end. She disappeared somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, perhaps near Howland Island, 1,700 miles off of Hawaii, back in July of 1937. A hard landing during a stopover in Miami 3 months prior to Earhart vanishing may have yielded an important clue, an aluminum patch that may have been placed over the passenger window that may have been damaged in the landing. The only tangible clue is what might be a piece of airplane wreckage that was found in that area 25 years ago, and also a Miami Herald photograph of Earhart's Lockheed Electra is playing a role. Glenn Garvin writes for the Herald. He has been trying to do what so many others have tried to do, put all these pieces together for the answer. And so is a group known as Tiger. They try to solve aviation mysteries. Glenn, how did Amelia Earhart get to Miami in the first place?
From Oakland, California. She flies eastward across the United States, and her last stop in the continental United States is Miami. She got confused coming into Miami. We had two airports in those days. She landed at the wrong one. As a result, the runway configurations were not exactly what she was expecting, and she put the plane down pretty hard. They had to do some repair work on it before she could fly off on the next leg of her around-the-world flight. Somebody came across an old Miami Herald photo published in 1937, of Amelia Earhart's plane just before it took off, literally seconds before it goes into the air. And on that photo, there is a place where there used to be a window in the fuselage, and now it's gone. It's been patched over by a darker piece of aluminum. We know absolutely that the window was there even a day or two earlier. It's in earlier photos of the plane. But sometime in the last 48 hours that Amelia Earhart was in Miami, it was covered over by this aluminum. Now, the group Tiger has what I think is a very reasonable theory, which is that somehow that window was broken or destabilized or disabled by Amelia's hard landing. And they decided to take it out and just patch it over. That was the quickest thing to do.
And it's called the Miami Patch.
The Miami Patch, yeah. So what if this piece of wreckage that didn't match the rivet pattern of the main body of Amelia Earhart's plane, what if it matched that patch? And lo and behold, they say, the rivet pattern matches. That doesn't prove it is from Amelia Earhart's plane, but it's certainly suggestive.
Does this go any further? Does Tiger or someone go try to locate the plane?
Well, there's an object there. Some people say it looks man-made. Others say, no, it's just an oddball coral formation. I don't think there's any way to really know until somebody goes down to take a look. And they are planning to do that next year in a submersible vehicle. If they can't find recognizable remains of the plane, then I think probably this line of investigation is at its end without having been conclusively proven or disproven.
Glenn, thank you so much. Maybe we'll know next year. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.